We have just passed a fragment of some one of the surrounding icebergs that had amused us. It bore the resemblance of a huge polar bear reposing upon the base of an inverted cone with a twist of a seashell and whirling slowly round and round. The ever-attending green water with its aerial clearness enabled us to see its spiral folds and horns as they hung suspended in the deep. The bear, a 10-foot mass in tolerable proportion, seemed to be regularly beset by a pack of hungry little swells. First, one would take him on the haunch, then whip back into the sea over his tails and between his legs. Presently, a bolder swell would rise and pitch into his back with a ferocity that threatened instant destruction. It only washed his satin fleece the whiter. While Bruin was turning to look the daring assailant in the face, the rogue had pitched himself back into his cave. No sooner that than a very bulldog of a billow would attack him in the face. The serenity with which the impertinent assault was borne was complete. It was but a puff of silvery dust, powdering his mane with fresher brightness. Nothing would be left of Bull but a little froth of all the foam displayed in the fierce onset. He, too, would turn and scud into his hiding place.